Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a smoky warehouse pad in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, and the goal is simple: make the track feel like it's happening in a real room, late at night, with fog in the air and concrete around the sound. Now, in drum and bass, pads are doing a lot of quiet heavy lifting. They fill the gaps between the drums and bass. They make intros and breakdowns feel cinematic without turning into cheesy trance stuff. And they give the tune emotional weight while staying out of the way of the low end and the break. So we're not chasing some giant shiny synth wash here. We want something blurred, a little dirty, slightly detuned, and always moving just enough to feel alive. Let's start with the sound source. The best pads in this style usually come from simple material, not complicated sound design. Load up analog or wavetable on a MIDI track. If you want a more vintage jungle attitude, analog is a great choice because it has a slightly rougher character. For a starting patch, go with oscillator 1 as a saw wave, oscillator 2 as another saw or maybe a pulse, and detune them only a little. Keep the unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices max. We're aiming for thickness, not super saw chaos. Then put a low pass filter on it and keep the cutoff fairly dark, somewhere around the upper mid range, depending on the sound. Don't make it bright. A smoky pad should feel like it's coming through dust, not through a pristine glass window. Now write a simple minor harmony. Think in terms of mood, not complexity. DM7, FM9, GM9, MAD11, those kinds of shapes work really well. You can even get away with two-note or three-note voicings if the texture is strong enough. In old-school jungle, less harmony can actually feel deeper because the bass line and the break are already doing so much. If the bass clearly defines the root, try rootless voicings or upper extensions so the pad doesn't fight for attention. A really good trick is to place the chord in the lower mid-range first, then duplicate it an octave up very quietly. That gives you body and air without making the pad sound huge in a bad way. Next, shape the envelope so the pad breathes. You want it to swell into the space, not smack the listener in the face. Set a soft attack, somewhere around 80 milliseconds up to 300 milliseconds, with a moderate decay, fairly high sustain, and a long release. If the sound clicks or feels too percussive, smooth it out. The vibe we want is more ghostly wash than synth stab. And here's a workflow tip. Don't sound design in isolation. Loop up your break and sub, then test the pad against them immediately. A pad that sounds massive solo can turn into mud the second the drums and bass come in. In DNB, context is everything. Now let's add movement, but keep it subtle. This is not the place for obvious wobble or big filter tricks. Use a slow LFO on wavetable position, or gently automate the filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. If you're using auto filter, make very small changes over time. Think drift, not dance. A little instability is perfect. It makes the pad feel alive without stepping on the brake. If you want a more haunted feel, try chorus ensemble very lightly, or use phaser flanger with minimal feedback. Just a touch goes a long way. The sound should feel like air shifting in a large room, not like a special effect calling attention to itself. Now we dirty it up a bit. This is important. Old school jungle and warehouse DNB often sound good when the atmosphere has a little age on it. Add saturator and drive it only lightly, maybe 1 to 4 dB. You can also try drum bus with a small amount of drive, or a touch of redux if you want a slightly degraded texture. Erosion can add a gritty high layer too, but keep it restrained. And here's a very classic move. Once the pad feels right, resample it to audio. Seriously, this is where things get juicy. Printing the sound gives you the chance to reverse little tails, chop the texture, fade things in and out, and generally commit to a vibe. That commitment is very jungle. The old way of working often involved making decisions early, and that actually helps the sound become more specific. Now let's clean up the frequency range, because this is where a lot of producers go wrong. Pads can easily cloud the mix if you let them. Put EQ8 after your saturation and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how dense the arrangement is. If the pad is muddy around the snare area, carve a bit out around 180 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, soften the top between 2 and 5 kHz. And if it's still too shiny, roll off the top end above 8 or 12 kHz. Always test it with the kick, snare, hats, and bass all running together. That's the real exam. If the pad still feels good in that context, you're in the right zone. Stereo width is the next piece, and this is where you want to be smart. Warehouse pads can sound huge because they're wide, but the low end in DNB has to stay disciplined. Keep the core of the pad fairly centered and stable. Then widen only the higher harmonics. Use utility to control width, or split the sound into layers if you want more precision. For example, duplicate the track. On one copy, high-pass it and let it provide the shimmer. On the other, keep the warmer body but narrow it down. That gives you a pad that feels large without smearing the groove. You can also use auto-pan with a very slow rate for subtle movement, but don't turn it into a tremolo effect. We're after atmosphere, not distraction. Now let's talk reverb, because this is where the warehouse illusion really comes to life. Use reverb or hybrid reverb on a return track so you can blend it tastefully. Set the decay somewhere in the 2.5 to 6 second range, with a little pre-delay so the transients stay clear. Darken the reverb with a high cut, and keep the low end out of it. You want reflections that feel like they're bouncing off concrete, not a giant glossy cathedral wash. A very effective move is to automate the send into breakdowns and transitions. Then pull it back in the drop. That creates space when you want drama, but keeps the main section clean. It's a small change with a big payoff. Now comes the arrangement thinking. And this part matters just as much as the sound. The pad should help structure the track, not just sit in the background. Try this. In the intro, let the pad come in filtered and wide, maybe with just atmosphere and a break loop. Then, as the tune develops, bring in the bass and let the pad stay tucked away. Before the drop, automate the filter opening and increase the reverb send so the energy rises. Then in the drop, cut the pad back or leave only a narrow, muted layer. Bring it back later for a switch up or breakdown. And in the outro, filter it down again so DJs have a smooth way out. That call and response idea works really well in jungle. You can let the pad answer the drums every few bars. Maybe the break runs hard for 8 bars, then the pad opens up slightly for 4 bars, then a snare fill hits, and the energy snaps back. That contrast is what makes the track feel like it's breathing. At the end, add small automation moves to keep the pad alive. Open the filter by a little bit before a fill. Push the reverb send in the last 2 bars before a drop. Widen the pad a bit in the breakdown, then narrow it in the drop. You can even mute it for half a bar or a full bar right before the drop to create a negative drop effect. That kind of space can hit harder than adding more stuff. If you've resampled the pad, use those audio edits creatively. Reverse a tail into a transition. Chop a tiny gap before a snare fill. Fade the whole thing in over 2 or 4 bars. Or duplicate a fragment and pitch it down slightly for a ghost layer. Those little edits can make the pad feel like an old sampler memory, without sounding fake or forced. A few quick warnings before we wrap up. Don't make the pad too bright. Don't use huge chords that fight the bass line. Don't overwiden the low mids. Don't drown the drums in reverb. And don't leave the pad static through the whole drop. In DNB, the best atmospheric parts are controlled and intentional. If you want to go a bit deeper, try layering a quiet noise bit under the pad and high-pass it aggressively. Or use a tiny bit of filter delay for a ghost shimmer. You can also add a subtle pitch drift right before a fill to create tension. Little movements like that make a massive difference in the style. So here's the big takeaway. A strong smoky warehouse pad in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school DNB comes from simple harmony, slow movement, controlled dirt, dark reverb, careful EQ and arrangement automation that gives the track contrast. The pad is not the star, it's the room, the fog, and the glue holding the whole atmosphere together. For your practice session, build 3 versions of the same pad: an intro version that's wider and a little more open, a drop version that's narrower and more filtered, and a breakdown version that's the most emotional and spacious. Use the same chord, keep them in the same key, and test them against a loop with breaks, sub, and maybe a lead or stab. If the track feels like it moves through different rooms without losing its identity, you've nailed it. All right, get in there, build the haze, and make that warehouse breathe.